Hey, Bears players, wear your worst suit and a dirty shirt because nothing's going to be fun in San Francisco. Jim Harbaugh may be a Bear alumni, but he doesn't want to see you coming.
Could be an old-fashioned defensive struggle for the Bears and the 49ers at Candlestick Park Monday night. This is Game Preview.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Welcome to Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com. I'm Larry Mayer along with Tom Thayer. And Tom, the Bears head to San Francisco, a place that hasn't been too friendly to them over the years. What are your expectations? Are you looking at a defensive struggle like everybody else?
You know, I think there's some uncertainty because of the quarterback position for both teams. So I don't know if it's going to be a defensive struggle, but maybe the defenses are in charge. And I think that's an important part of the hurdle the Bears have to overcome, is they have a solid running game. They still have a good passing game. They have an aggressive offensive line. Take advantage of what you can, what you see may be a perceived weakness of the San Francisco 49ers. They're not unstoppable, but it's going to take the Bears' best effort on offense to make sure they get the job done for four quarters.
Last year, we all know what happened when Jay Cutler got hurt. They didn't have a legitimate replacement to step in and fill the void, lost five games in a row, fell out of playoff contention. How much better do you feel now with Jason Campbell than last season?
I don't expect the same scenario to unfold like last year. I think Jason Campbell has experience. First of all, the coaches understand what Jason does well, and that's how you simplify the game plan to put him in a comfortable position and a confident position every single play. And it's a team effort. Let's not put all of this on Jason Campbell's shoulders. He has to be a part of a moving offense, and that takes Matt Forte and Michael Bush. That takes everybody holding on to the football, and that takes discipline at the line of scrimmage. So again, Jason Campbell is an important part of the offense, but he's not all the offense.
The Bears defense has allowed the second fewest points in the NFL this year. The only team that's better is the 49ers. What kind of challenges does their defense present?
You know, they have great versatility, athleticism, and they're physical. They got great inside linebackers. They have good pass rushing at Aldon Smith from the outside. They got Justin Smith on the inside, and they got two of the best safeties in the league. So not only do they understand how each other plays because they've been in the system now for a couple years, but they also have a really physical approach to the style of defense they play.
The Bears defense made some great adjustments in the second half, I thought, last week. But they did get gashed a little bit by Arian Foster in the running game in the first half. Now they face Frank Gore, similar type team as far as a run-oriented offense. What are your expectations for the way that they're going to play against the 49ers, specifically Frank Gore in the running game?
Well, first of all, the quarterback position will be important because even if Alex Smith plays, he doesn't have a great deal of experience and threat at the quarterback position. It's something that's generated from the sideline, the call of Jim Harbaugh, and how does it filter in with the defense, what they're seeing from the defense. Now it's going to take some movement by the defense. Don't be in the same spot all the time. Make that quarter position, well, it's Alex Smith or the young guy, be thinking the entire time behind center. That's the way you can slow them down, and then you follow the tempo of Gore. They're running back is great. He's great upon contact. He's really got a determined style about him. But you see what the Bears can do to very determined running backs. If they can take them out of their rhythm and then make them more of a one-dimensional count on the quarterback, that's exactly what the Bears will want to do.
Tom, this week's Twitter question is from Lack Morrison, and he wants to know, will Evan Rodriguez get some snaps at tight end because he thinks it's about time?
So do I. But Lack, you know, he doesn't have to get snaps from the tight end position. He can get them out of the backfield from the H-back position, which sometimes can be more deceptive to who is going to cover him. I'm waiting for Evan Rodriguez to break out because I do believe of the tight end H-back positions, he's got the best hands on the team.
Every week we pick a player that's going to have a significant impact on that week's game. A Bears player, make your case for somebody.
I'm going to go with the ball carrier in the run game, whether it's Matt Forte, Michael Bush, or even Armando Allen. Yards after contact, that's going to be the key because they are going to have that physical approach style of defense from San Francisco, and you're going to have to lower your shoulder and finish the runs forward. Each of those 2 or 4 yards would be very beneficial in the run game.
Tom, I'm going to make my case for safety Major Wright. No one, in my opinion, on the defense is more improved this year. He's having a great year. He's always around the ball. He's been excellent in run support. He even has a touchdown this year. I think Major Wright, who's second, by the way, in Pro Bowl voting and strong safety, will have a big game Monday night in San Francisco. Great stuff as always, Tom. The Bears have an extra day to prepare for the 49ers. San Francisco Monday Night Football. He's Thayer. I'm Mayer. Thanks for joining us on Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.